Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Praise God, we are here in the house of the Lord. Kindly open our Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3 until 11. 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 3 until 11. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. And whether we'll be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and that deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. You also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Amen. Let us now pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. I praise your name. I adore your name. I magnify your name. Thank you, Lord, for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all the forgiveness of our sins by shedding your blood on the cross, that we come to the Father directly. Thank you, Lord, for all the answered prayers, deliverance, guidance, provision, for your word to encourage us, to teach and admonish and rebuke us to come again unto you with a pure heart. Thank you also, Lord, for Holy Spirit to comfort us, for your church to pray, to give us through your word, for all the committed, faithful servants of yours, O God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the whole week and the day and this day to enable us to gather now once again to praise and worship you. Indeed, O Lord God, you are a great God, the living God, our master, that we are worshiping in spirit and truth in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess and renounce our sins, and renouncing it, the spirit of anxious doubt, lack of faith, doing our own will, lack of perseverance, sadness, anxiety, loss of the eyes, lack of time of meditating of your word, wasting time, laziness. Lord, the evil practices, all these sins, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse us once again and purify us by your blood of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to persevere more and be more like you, to overcome of all these things in this world that not pleasing unto your sight, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petition and request to God, for God is the only one who help us and relieve us from our troubles once we commit our lives to serve him. As he said in his word, blessed is the one who persevere under trial, because having stood the trial, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let us now pray for our family, for the husband, wife, children, parents, and siblings. Lord, we thank you for all the family in Christ who dedicated their lives to go on and serve you. We pray to bless them, provide their needs. We pray for the husband to pour out your wisdom upon them, to lead their families, to be the head and rule them in the way of righteousness and holiness. Give them good health, Lord, and strength to provide the needs of his family and stand firm and be a good example to their children. Even for the wives, Lord, we pray, give them good stamina of the body to serve the needs of her husband and her children. Give them submissive and teachable heart, Lord. To their husband, we pray for that they always give service and bless the work of their hands. And being both parents, they will be united to implement discipline to their children. Lord, we pray for their children, give them a teachable and fearful heart to you, to their parents and the church parent who teach them how to live a righteous life. Lord, enable them to continue to seek you and be obedient to all the instructions that they receive from their godly parent and to put it onto practice that they may able for them to have a godly family and raise godly children to serve you in the future. For our parents, Lord, we pray for their good health and strength. We pray for their salvation, that they will come out from their traditional practices and accept the truth of your word. Even for our siblings, Lord, we pray for their salvation, for their conversion of faith and their repentance, that they will turn back from their sin and start to obey you. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, thank you, Lord, for our job, to use it to bless and provide our needs. We pray to bless our company, Lord, to give more projects and clients. We pray for the salvation of our boss and help us to be a noble vessel to them, to bring your gospel to them by our character and personality, how to be submissive and work diligently without murmuring, but fully trust on you, for you are our master. That you are our master, and that we are striving with all our hearts in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we pray for them to protect them, answer all their prayers according to your will. Remind them always through your word and instruction you've given to them. Pour out your Holy Spirit to be like you, Lord Jesus, and provide their needs. Lord, uphold them and give them solution for every obstacles that they passing through in their lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues to be saved. Lord, we ask for your divine intervention for those people that we are ministering. Reveal yourself to them. Let them encounter you in their lives, that you are a true living God. We pray for their salvation and receive the eternal life that you want to receive by all your people that you created. Open their hearts and minds to accept and surrender their lives to serve you by giving up their own will, plan, ambition, and flesh into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for this country, UAE, and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Saudi Arabia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let's pray for favor from God to meet all logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, thank you for this place to know you and serve you. We pray to flow your blessing in peace in this country. We pray for the people who leave this place to bless them. We pray for all to receive the salvation that comes from you, Lord. Enable, Lord, to see and accept that you are a true living God, Lord Jesus. We pray for all the congregation in other countries to protect them. Give them wisdom in every circumstances they faced. Help them to continue to stand the truth of your word and be the light and the salt of this generation, to teach, to admonish, to rebuke the people under their care, for they will be continually effective servant of yours in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church, in evangelism, more Bible studies groups, and more congregation to be planted, that more people got water baptized and more filled of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to help us to do the very thing you want us to do for your church, to grow and extend to other places not yet reached by the truth of your word. Lord, thank you for all the ministries you entrusted to us to work out. We pray to bless the church, clinic, church school, church banking, translation ministry, farming, website, Watchman Ministry publication, Children Under Parents Ministry. Lord, use all the ministries to reach the lost and help the people with your mercy and compassion, that they see the wondrous works of yours and their lives when they surrender and commit their lives to follow you. Lord, open to us more effective doors to impart your gospel and work in it on until that you until the day that you come and take us with you in heaven. Lord, as the Lord saying to the Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. This also our prayer, that not our will, but yours be done in our life, God. Help us, Lord, to manifest on us the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, for the people around us who will see you through our lives. Lord, help us to walk always in spirit and not fulfill the lust of our flesh. To please you all, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this service today. Refill us once again with your Holy Spirit and bless our prayer, our praise and worship, to sing that we sang to you, our giving and anoint your word to give light to us today. Lord, anoint our recording to reach the lost and have fruit that you desire to see in the lives of your church. Lord, please accept our lives as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. May your name be lifted up in our midst, for your great God, our Master, our Redeemer, our refuge, our all in all in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. This all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now rise up in praise to our living God, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, your faithfulness. Lord, your God. together, O Lord God, to worship you and honor you. We pray, O Lord God, that your power will be shown, O Lord
God.
Let there be healing, O Lord God. Let there be, Father, the power of your presence, O Lord, be in the midst of us, O Lord God. That each one of us will feel your presence and you will speak to us by your word again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that through you, O Lord God, we can come boldly before the throne of God. Thank you, O Lord. Yes, even from the very beginning, you are the Word. Let your word be honored, O Lord, and be followed by each one of us. Hallelujah. How beautiful is the name of Jesus. Let's worship him.
the honor and the glory. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and first fruit to God. And we open our Bible in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Lord, we honor you and we are grateful to be your children. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessing that you bestow upon us that we cannot count on. Lord, bless my brothers and sisters who faithfully give what is due for you. Open the windows upon them and rebuke the devourer in their lives. Bless this money, Lord, and use for your glory to reach the lost, help the poor and needy. Thank you, O God. This is all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Romish, our overseer, entitled, Are You Doing God's Will? Part 6, Suffering for Christ. Are You Doing God's Will? Part 6, Suffering for Christ. Open your Bible in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 to 7, and I'm reading in King James Version. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. When we walk in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it is strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our loving, merciful, and precious God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. Lord, thank you for your word that we read. Lord, help us and inspire us once again to do what you want us to do. Help us, Lord, to do your will as we listen to your word, O Lord God, and meditate your word today. Bless us and guide us. Bless and anoint my lips, O Lord God, as I read your message, O Lord. Your name will be praised, O Lord God, and adored. In Jesus' name, amen. It is a challenge what Peter wrote about the life of man in Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Suffering in the flesh is the calling of Jesus into the life of every believer. Suffering entails walking in the narrow way. Suffering entails forfeiting the pleasures in this world. Suffering entails leaving behind our emotions, our plans, our ambitions, and turn to God and walk in the plan that he prepared for us. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that had suffered in the flesh had ceased from sin. Christ, the King of glory, he left his heavenly dwelling being at the right hand of God the Father, and came down unto the earth and became poor for our sake. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. He came to make us rich, but he sent those who are rich to be empty." Luke chapter 1, verse 53. Luke chapter 1, verse 53. "He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he had sent empty away." The Lord is not against riches, but he is against people who use riches for the lust of the flesh. God gives riches and blessings to everyone to give relief to us in satisfying our needs and in order to be employed in his kingdom. Christ came from heaven and became poor and suffered for us in order to relieve us from our trials and troubles. Christ is the creator, but he did not spend much on himself or lavish much on his body while he was on earth. Christ came to do the will of God, and he suffered and persevered in doing that. Apostle Peter said, "Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind toward what you are heading and what your eyes is focused on." The mind of worldly people focus about eating food, being merry, partying, hoping for new experiences, getting silver and gold, lot of accessories, fame, sensualities, beauties, and the like. Christ, when he came to earth, he suffered, endured all those temptations, and he overcame. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. "For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." Christ, being the creator, came down from heaven, suffered, tasting death on the cross, but he overcame as God raised him from the dead, becoming the captain of our salvation. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. And he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Therefore, as he was perfected through suffering, then he is able to help us and save us from all the temptations that we are passing through as we put our trust and confidence on him. Arming ourselves likewise with the same mind of Christ, that we no longer should live the rest of our time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For he that had suffered in the flesh had ceased from sin." When we are willingly refusing to allow our flesh to get indulged in the worldly practices and pleasures, we are indirectly combating and ceasing from the life of sin. Jesus said about his second coming, linking it with the event of destruction due to sin on the old world at the time of Noah and upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Luke chapter 17, verses 26 to 29. Luke chapter 17, verses 26 to 29. "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, It rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Note the Lord judged the following. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they builded. The verbs, actions that God judges are eat, drunk, married wives, they were in marriage, bought, sold, planted, and they built. There is no clear-cut sinful act as stealing, telling lies, committing murder, or adultery. But what is apparent is that they were living their lives and giving full bent to the lust of the flesh. Not denying their flesh, the pleasure of food, the lust of the flesh toward the other gender in marrying what they likes and wants, doing their own will and in starting new business, in selling and buying, and in planting and building what they want. They showed no restraint toward what God wanted them to do by following the dictation of their own will. They did not allow their flesh to suffer by any means, and in such they were abound in their sins. In the same way today, being so consumed to satisfy all the desire of the flesh is the way to allow the sinful nature to take over the move in our lives. The more we give the way to the flesh, the more we are abounding in sin. For he that had suffered in the flesh had ceased from sin. The call of God today in our lives is to be away from sin, and the way we do that is by refraining from pleasure as much as we can, and to deny the desire of the sinful flesh. The story of the rich man and Lazarus speaks about the reason that the rich man was judged and was sent to hell. Luke chapter 19, verses 16 to 31. Luke chapter 19, verses 16 to 31. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and saith Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receives thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. The reason that Abraham is stated to that rich why he was in hell is what we can read in verse 25. Luke 16:25, but Abraham said, Son, Remember that thou in thy lifetime receives thy good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. He was sent to hell because he did not allow his body to suffer. He received the best of all the good things during his life right to his death. He denied himself no pleasure. That rich man was not judged because he did not help the poor Lazarus, but his insensitivity to live a simple life and not to heed the good example of Lazarus was the reason of his judgment. We are not saying here that we should not help the poor, but it was not the reason for that rich man to be condemned to hell. The rich man's request for Lazarus to wet his tongue was refused by Abraham, explaining to him that there is a great gulf fixed between them. Upon hearing that, he again requested that Lazarus to be sent to his house so he can tell his five brothers not to come to that place. Luke 16:28, "For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." The rich man had left behind him five brothers who had witnessed how he had lived in luxury. Certainly, with what Abraham confronted with him, then he was a bad example to them, and he wanted to correct them by sending Lazarus to tell them the truth in what place their brother was ended. But in Luke 16:29, Abraham said unto him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." The prophets of the Old Testament and the New Testament apostle and saints are the very good example to us today to live away from worldliness and to live a simple life that pleases God with willingness to suffer for him. The style of life that the rich man was living was contradicting the word of God and the style that Moses and the prophets declared in God's word. Now it is clearer why we need to embrace the theme of suffering for Christ, because in such a way we will be assured that we will be quitting from sin, as well as with such mind and attitude we are becoming a good example to others in living a simple life away from worldliness, away from the lust of the flesh, accepting trials as ordained by God for us, persevering in all holiness and godliness, inviting others to follow our examples as we follow the example of Christ. 1 Peter 4:2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. The rich man that God allowed him to have much, it was not for him to indulge and get merely enjoy with the excess that God gave him. Certain times God gave much, but that does not mean we will spend all just to bend them all for the flesh, but to be considerate and spend wisely what is ordained for the life situation to spend, and not in the measure of the excess that God gave. And in certain time, God gave trials and sufferings. And that does not mean to grumble and be angry with God, not accepting what he gives you from hard times, struggles, and challenges. Willingly, we should organize ourselves to live within the limits of the will of God. Living for the will of God is our willingness to suffer for the sake of God and bear the pain in order that his word, his commands, and his plans to come through in our lives. 1 Peter 4:3. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walk in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, rebellings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. It is the right time for us now to quit the life of sin and be willing to suffer in our flesh for the sake of God and Christ our Lord. It is much time in the past that we have lived in sin and did the will of those who do not know God. Therefore, now is the time to quit the sinful life of the Gentiles who do not follow God, who walk in transgressions to the commands of God. Now is the time to quit the following sinful acts. Number one, lasciviousness, unbridled lust, excess, wantonness, outrageousness, shamelessness, insolence. Number two, lust, desire, craving, or longing for what is forbidden. Number three, excess of wine, drunkenness. Number four, rebellings, riotous procession after drinking in the street, yelling and singing. Number five, banquetings, indulgence in parties and spending much in inviting others on food and drinks. Number six, abominable idolatries. Abominable is contrary to the law and justice, prohibited by the law of God. Those who practice them are doing criminal things against God. God is merciful on us, who waited patiently for us till we are out of all these wicked things. And he included us in Christ Jesus the time we give our lives to God. Therefore, we should consider his mercy and not to go back to the old life. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 4. Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, is speaking evil of you. Following Christ is not only that we should come out of all these wicked things as we describe, but following God means to be in contradiction to those whom are doing all these evil things. The very same people that they are doing all what we describe of evil practices, they would ultimately see us change and become estranged to what they were seeing in us before. Coming to Christ is not only to be changed in characters, attitudes, or life's habit, but even to be willing to be considered bad to our previous companions and friends. They might be even tempted to speak evil against us, ignited by Satan to speak bad against our new conduct and against our commitment to God. But we need to bear that and persevere, knowing that God shall vindicate us. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 5, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. Those who speak evil against us because we left them and left the evil ways in order to follow Christ, they will give an account of all what they do or speak against us to Christ himself. We need to understand that Christ is seeing everything and he is watching us and what we are passing through from suffering. Those who persecute us, they will face Christ and his judgment against them, either in this life or in the life to come. The Lord, in sending his judgment on those who trouble us, the purpose of that is to relieve us and to discipline them. So the pain that they will be inflicted with may contribute to their repentance. That is how he shows his love toward us, to relieve us so we can continue to serve him. And that is how he shows his love toward those who are against us. In his judgment on them, he is giving them the opportunity to repent and escape the wrath of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Their failure of repentance will bring to the final judgment of God. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 5, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? The quick are those who are still living and have the breath of life and can decide and have the opportunity to repent. In judging them while they are still living, they will undergo a temporal judgment that may contribute to their change and conversion. The dead are those who expired and are waiting for the final judgment of God. John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Psalms chapter 7, verse 8. Psalms chapter 7, verse 8. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Psalms chapter 7, verse 11. Psalms chapter 7, verse 11. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Psalms 58:11, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. The purpose of preaching the gospel that everyone will have the opportunity to hear the truth and will be given the chance to repent and turn to God. The gospel is the good news that God will allow every man to hear his word and his will. Both the Old Testament and New Testament saints were and are directed toward the ways of God that they need to live and adapt to be saved. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead. With such a statement, it is clear that everyone who live on earth, the Lord had revealed or will reveal his word to him or to her. The word of God was preached to those who live on earth. God, in his mercy, had given the chance to every human that he created to hear the message that he ought to know in order to heed. That they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. The judgment of the flesh is the opinion of men about men, and it's all about the external appearance of man, beauty, strength, education, riches, fame, race, etc. But the judgment of God is different from the judgment of man. God will not judge according to man's standard and biases. God has his word that he will use to apply judgment on men. Those who live according to the standard of God's word are alive with God, even they are dead in their flesh. And Those who live for the lust for the flesh to please their sinful nature, they are dead, even they are alive in body. And they will pass into the judgment of God in hell after their soul will depart from their body upon their death. The event of life might bring much temptations and arguments about these points that we discussed in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. People may move toward honoring the judgment of men, and devil will tempt the people more to depart and to forget the judgment according to the standard of God's word. Therefore, there will be a time the believers in Christ might pass through confusion, tempted to go lax toward God's word standard. Therefore, the apostle's warning is directed to the church to endure in the way of suffering and in living away from worldliness toward the standard of God's ways of judgment. But the end of all things is at hand. The apostle is saying to the saints, you had suffered much and the time had come to an end. Therefore, be tempted not to leave your possession in Christ and what you were able to achieve. Christ's coming is becoming nearer than before, and what he had given to us from his word is a sure guidance for us in this life. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. But the end of all things is at hand. The apostle reminding the believers to be more patient and more persevering because the end is near. It is at hand. They had waited much and suffered lot, and now the time for rewarding. The word of God inspires us that we had passed through most of the suffering and we are nearer to the end of it more than before. Therefore, we will be richly rewarded if we do not give up. Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. For this reason, to pass the period of temptation, they needed and we need to be sober and watch unto prayer. Sober is to be of sound mind and know how to analyze events and take sound decisions. Sober is to exercise self-control. The man that Jesus delivered from the legion of demons, the people found him in his right mind. In Mark chapter 5, verse 15. Mark chapter 5, verse 15. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. To be sober is the way to face the attacks of the evil one. Satan would oppose us and try to confuse us. That is why we need to keep our minds sober. That is why Paul instructed Titus in Titus chapter 2, verse 6. Titus chapter 2, verse 6, young men, likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Peter recommended further to pass the period of temptation is to watch unto prayer. To watch is to become discreet and able to concentrate and pick up events and conclusions while you are watching. Watch unto prayer is to be able to pick up correct conclusions and make sound decisions that we can bring them to the Lord in prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as though others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul advised Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Watchful in prayer is to be ready and prepared to take certain important decisions and actions that will forward you toward the mission and the purpose of God in the life of God's church and God's people. My dear and beloved, suffering according to the will of God should be our goal and aim in all our Christian walk. And we need to keep that by committing and yielding our lives and our souls fully to Him, to take us and keep us in the way that He wants us to go. In pain, He is there to sort us. In opposition, He is suffering with us. In suffering, He is our hope and inspire us unto prayer until we meet with Him, until we will meet with Him in the clouds. 1 Thessalonians 4:8-10, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Shall we all rise and let us pray? Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, I thank you for your word that makes me understand the way that you want me to live my life for you. Let us repent and renounce all our sins. Let us come out from worldliness and from friendship with the world, and let us renounce all our previous sins and evil practices. Lord, I commit my life to you, being willing to stand for the truth, willing to face sins, corruption, and compromises inside and outside your church. Lord, empower me with the Holy Spirit and encourage me when people say a lot of things against me because of your word and the truth. Lord, I commit myself to live the life of prayer that you want me to involve with. Lord, sustain me and provide for me so I can continue to serve you.
Thank you.
Lord, I pray for my brethren who committed their lives to serve you. Protect them from the evil one and from persecution and accusation. Lord, give them more fruit of the Holy Spirit and give them the needed spiritual gift to go on and serve you. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives. Lord, enable us to evangelize and reach new people with the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ. Lord, fill us with love, mercy, justice, and righteousness, and enable us to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.